the mother stands up, oh, what are you doing? And I say, hey, well, I told you this is the story of Shams. Shams has written that this is the story of me and my father. Here he brings it and say, listen, we are not that birdie. We are not the birdie in the sky. Do you remember? We are some birds. We talked about it. One was the falcon, right? The other one was the parrot, thinking of love and all of that. Here we say, listen, we are not this kind of thinking system or bird or that kind. Our seed is not needing the seeds. No seeds are the seeds that we are looking at. You see that the preparation for the next step? Because next step, we talk about not having and not being. And we don't mean literally that. We mean different. Here, the same. We will say, this is it. We are looking for that non-existence stuff. Yes?
Our daily bread is so ample because our stitching the coat has become the tearing.
Means what? Okay, in Rumi's time, there is this sawing and repairing and all that stuff. So, the people, they saw it and they tear it apart. They saw it again and they tear it apart. He says, you know what? The thing that I receive from this universe are unlimited and so many. You know why? Because I'm the same one that will repair and tear apart. I do both. So I need a lot. So they give me a lot because they know I'm the silly one. I'm repairing and tearing apart at the same time. Let's bring an example for that. Yes.
The reason why the name Faraji was first given to the garment known by that name. A certain Sufi tore his juba in distress. After tearing, relief came to him. He bestowed the name Faraji on that torn. From that man, a confident, this title became well known.
Okay, now a serious story about a naming. The name is Faraji. Faraj means to be saved, to be successful, happy ending, and all that is Faraj. He will say, okay, you know what? There was this Sufi who had a vest which was a little bit tight and uncomfortable. So he tore it apart. It was comfortable. So he called that dress the success and getting lucky of being successful. Therefore, this name remained. Everybody remember that, yes, when you tear apart something, maybe it is better even. Yes?
This title became well known, but the sheikh apprehended the pure thereof. In the nature of the people, the letter, the dregs, remained. Similarly, every name he has kept the pure and left the name behind like dregs. Whoever is a clay eater took the dregs. The Sufi was impatiently towards the pure. Went impatiently towards the pure.
What a strange example to explain something. Here, he said, okay, this word got famous with this fellow and stuff like that. But let me tell you this, that the good lessons, the messages, is open out there. The problem is, the people who receive it, everybody will receive it differently and will do it differently. Because whatever exists is a mixture. You remember, a human being is a mixture of water and the dirt. You say, okay, some of the people, they pick up that dirt stuff. It's always there. It's not 100%. So they pick this one, they pick that one. Means the lessons we learn are not something definitive. The lessons are here. It depends how you learn. Where are the lessons? The tablet. There is a secret tablet in you, and everything is written about. Do you remember we talked about the attraction? Something is pulling me towards just and justice and real and truth and all that. What is that attraction which is? We talked about it, that if I'm succeeded, I should know that the attraction worked, because that's what it is. That attraction is somehow in here. There is a tablet in here that everything is written on it, but it depends who am I and how I read that tablet. Yes?
He said, of necessity the dregs have a pure. By means of this indication, the heart advances to purity. The dregs are difficulty, and their pure is their ease. The pure is like the ripe date, and the dregs, the date in its immature stage. Ease is accompanied by difficulty. Come, do not despair. Through this death, you have the way into life.
That is the point. He said, listen, I explained that there are two different ways of learning it. And normally, you learn the wrong way. But what? Don't give up. Because this is how it is. And you could succeed. You could transform to pick up the best one. We could change. What is good with human being? We are given a chance to change. So we are learning and we are changing. He says, yes, we are learning, we are changing. All of that has something inside me. What's happening inside me? He says, it depends. How good I am. I could just be glad with the name of it and pick up some part of it, or I could dig deep and understand all the deep meanings of it. Yes?
You desire peace. Rend your juba, O son, that immediately you may emerge pure. The Sufi is he who has become a seeker of purity, not from the garment of wool and patching and committing sodomy. With these base scoundrels, Sufism has become patching and sodomy and all that, and that is all. To wear colors with the fancy of that purity and good name is good, but if with the fancy thereof you go on to its principle, not like those who worship many fancies. Your fancy is the baton of jealousy, round about the curtained pavilion of beauty. It bars every seeker, saying, there is no way. Every fancy confronts him and says, stop.
Yeah. Okay. You see how he is insisting to explain the best way he could, that there is this choice, and you could improve, you choose, because all of this stuff are going in your imagination. Do you remember book one at the beginning? I said, our life is our imagination. So here, your imagination could work. You could imagine that, okay, yes, this color will correct it. so you will cover up something, and it's not bad, it's good, but it's not enough. If you learn correctly, then you go deeper, then your imagination will change. Because, do you remember, I talked about something which was a complicated stuff. It's about one word, Qeyrat. Qeyrat could be translated to be to honor, to blah, 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 all of that. But Rumi used it at the simplest meaning of Qeyrat, which means another one. So, Qeyrat is something that belongs to him because he is different from everything. We all have something in common and we share something. He is it. He is different. He is different from everything. Therefore, you cannot grab it. You cannot think about it just like that easy. Yes?
Except indeed that person of sharp hearing and keen intelligence who possesses enthusiasm from the host of his helps. He does not recoil from the fancies, nor is he checked. He shows the king's arrow, then way is made. Bestow forethought on this bewildered heart, and bestow the arrow on these bows bent double. From that hidden goblet you have poured out of the cup of the noble, a draught over the dusty earth.
Who is talking? Rumi is doing what? Prayer. Because we explain it, it's coming from there. You could have that help. Suddenly, oh, my heart is turning around. Please give it some information, guidance. And we have this arch, which is something, it's not a straightforward, it's turning around. So give me the flesh, then this will be useful. Means what? Means I should understand that I need more help. From whom? From the Creator. It's here. We talked about it. What is our prayer? Our prayer is not asking for something, is noticing something. Because that something is in here. Everything is here. Everything is given to us. It's in our heart. Yes.
From the draft thereof there is a trace on the locks and cheeks. Hence kings lick the earth. It is the draft of beauty in the lovely earth that you are kissing with 100 hearts day and night.
Yeah, don't you? Is it? Yeah, there is one droplet of goodness in this earth. That's why you kiss it, don't you? When you're kissing other people, what are you kissing? That's the earth. That's the physical stuff. But there is a droplet of goodness in that fellow. That's what it is. In every human being, there is that droplet which came from the... Do you remember? He made the earth, then he blew in it. That's what Ruh is. The breath which is here. Yes.
Since the draught, when mingled with dust, makes you mad, think how its pure essence would affect you.
Yet the little information, which is not the deepest, could change you. Now imagine if you receive the good one, you understand the real knowledge. Then what will happen? Yes.
Everyone is tattered in the presence of a clod that has received a draught of beauty. A draught on the moon and the sun and Aries, a draft on the throne.